This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
One of the enjoyment of this life and something we do every single day is we eat and drink. Is that in the Quran? Did Allah say do it? Did Allah say don't do it? Is there boundaries? Is there limits? And the answer, as you all expecting, the answer is yes. It's amazing. It came as an order in the Quran. One of the ways it came, when Allah talked about food, He talked about it, that do it. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, believers, you and me, kulu, eat, min tayyibati ma razaqnakum, eat from the pure, beautiful, nice food, ma razaqnakum, we gave you, washkuru lillahi in kuntum iyyahu ta'budun, and be grateful to Allah, if you were really among those who worship Allah. And then He gave us, in the same verse, next one, is what is don't do, what is don't eat, innama harrama alaykum, He really made the following haram. And He used the word haram. Al-mayta, the dead, wa-dam, the blood. And He goes on this, with the exception, if you have to do it as a necessity. Also, the order didn't come only to the believers. He said, Ya ayyuhal nas, kulu mimma fil ardi halalan tayyiba. People, eat what is on this earth, halal, pure and lawful, and don't follow the footsteps of the shaitan in food, in eating. And Allah also says, فَكُلُوا مِمَّا فِي الْأَرْضِ حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا. Also eat from what's on this earth. So the order is there. So when I eat and when I drink and when we do that, we're actually obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the limit comes in, the boundaries. يَا بَنِي آدَم, children of Adam, خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِد. Dress beautifully, beautify yourself when you go to the masjid. وَكُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا, same thing. Order, eat and drink. Now the boundaries, wala tusrifu, don't waste, wala tusrifu. And then He put something beautiful, innahu la yuhibbul musrifin. We talked about love. If you want Allah to love you, don't waste. And what is waste? Meaning you do things, eat more than what you need, or you eat to the point where it is harmful, or you do things in general where it is wasteful and it is showing off, or when it is, or when it does pass the boundary of the halal. So here I am, when I am eating at home alone, I'm eating with the family, or I am invited and I am with people. When I put my food in my plate, I need to remember the following, subhanAllah. When I am eating, I'm obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if my niyyah is to obey Allah, if I remember to put an intention, then this will become an act of worship and Allah will reward me. Number two, when I'm putting in that plate and I'm looking at what's in that plate and I am saying, are you going to be able to eat all that? And in my mind coming, ah, that's not pleasing to Allah, that's an act of worship. I remember a very famous hadith to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and he said, ma mal abnu Adam, wi'a sharran min batni wa bihasbi ibn adam luqaymat yuqimu biha sulbu wa in kana labud thuluthun li ta'ami thuluthun li sharabi thuluthun li nafasi. This was related by Imam al-Tirmidhi. He said, enough for the son of Adam, a bitelets that will keep him going so you don't feel you're too hungry, you can't move or think. And if you have to eat, right, if you have to eat, then the one third, the one third, the one third. Now, in another hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and any time I am again putting something in my plate, he said, "Inna akthar an-nasi shib'an fi dunya, aktharuhum ju'an yawm al-qiyamah." And this was narrated by Ibn Abi Dunya. The people who eats to full satiation, they will be the people who are really hungry on the day of judgment. So when I stop at the level, at the point where I want to eat more, I remember, I want to be from the people who will be fed and enjoy on the day of judgment. And look at Sayyidina Umar, what he said about food and drink, and even living in luxury. He said, by Allah, if I want, I would have dressed the softest thing, and I would have ate the best food, and I would have lived the highest level of luxury. But I remembered a verse in the Quran. Allah said, أَذْهَبْتُمْ طَيِّبَاتِكُمْ فِي حَيَاتِكُمْ الدُّنْيَا وَاسْتَمْتَعْتُمْ بِهَا. Allah remind us that you have enjoyed everything in this life, so there isn't much left in the Akhirah. So when we look at everything, we need the balance. The balance in everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us as an ummah wasat. We're a nation in the middle. Always be in the middle. Don't do the two extreme. And when you come to wastefulness, remember, Allah doesn't love them. The second thing, which also a verse in the Quran, إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِرَبِّهِ كَفُورًا. Those who waste time, waste food, waste energy, waste resources, they are the brothers of the shaitan. Do I want to be a brother of a shaitan or a sister of a shaitan? The answer is no. So let's all, especially in this blessed month, let us all make part of our ibadah, part of our acts of worship, beside salah and the fasting and the Quran and all the good deeds and the charity, let's make part of our ibadah is that we are not going to waste and we're going to eat the way that pleases Allah with the intention that this is going to get me closer to Allah. Ya Rabbi, Ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always make us from those who are grateful for all the blessings that Allah has bestowed on us. Ya Rabbi, Ameen.